Good morning. It's the 22nd of November. This time last year, I read some extracts from an exhortation by Brother Harry Tennant. I've decided this year to read all of it. It will take us 2 days. The title of the exhortation is Helps. I read. When doing our readings day by day, it sometimes seems that we are very small and insignificant people compared with those we are reading about. Nehemiah, Amos, and Paul and Timothy, for example. And this is true. It requires some big people for the extra special tasks that are laid upon them. But big people require little people to help them. And, in fact, they could not do without them. We all need each other. It is right that we should think of ourselves as we truly are, little people. But we must not be discouraged, nor underestimate our work, as though everything would go on just the same without us. The brazen altar in the tabernacle was an essential part of the furniture of worship, and without it, the work of the tabernacle could not take place. It was in use every day, right from the first lamb that was offered first thing in the morning to the last lamb that was offered at the end of the day. But the offerings of the lambs would have been useless without the fire by which they were consumed and the smoke that ascended up to heaven. The words burnt offering are literally the ascending, almost like a stairway to heaven. The fire had been kindled in the first place, direct from heaven. As we read in Leviticus 9, verse 24, there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which, when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. And it was commanded that the fire was not to be allowed to go out. But to keep the fire alight, it was necessary that there should be a constant supply of wood available for the priests to use. Who collected the wood? The little people. Special provision was made for the collection of wood. This is mentioned in today's reading from Nehemiah. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. Everyone was to provide some wood, and this was done by a roster system among the priests, Levites, and people. They brought the wood at times appointed, year by year. From all over the country, wood would come to the temple to keep the altar fire burning. From the land of rich and poor, near and far, supplies would reach the temple at appointed times. Thus it was that those who, because they were not priests or Levites, were not able to work in the temple, could nevertheless support a major task without which the temple could not function. Furthermore, the wood was called the wood offering. The word offering is the ordinary word for offerings, burnt offerings, peace offerings, etc. In other words, it was accepted by God as an offering at the altar. This is a remarkable fact. However ordinary and undistinguished the one who brought the wood, his wood was accepted as an offering to God, as surely as the other offerings were accepted. Indeed, his work was an essential part of the whole. Everything that touched the altar was made holy, and this must have applied to the wood as well. You might now like to read Leviticus 1, verse 7, and there we shall leave Brother Harry until tomorrow. Thank you for listening.